put on my mind before we get started, we're going to ask Mother Warburton to give us a selection. And then we'll go forward. We'll talk a little bit on faith.
All right.
Let's receive Mother Warburton. She comes from
Amen.
Body.
Amen.
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 In times like this, we need a Savior. In times like this, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor.
Thank you, Lord, for that selection.
Amen.
We're going to come from Mark, the fourth chapter, and also Hebrews 11, but we'll start with Mark, the fourth chapter. Start at 36:4 and 36. It says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. It says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still.
Yes.
And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Right.
And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful?
Right.
How is it that ye have
no
faith?
Right.
And let's look at Hebrews 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
yes,
the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
It says, for by it the elders obtained a good report.
Right.
It says, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God.
Yes.
It says, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Yes.
It says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain,
yes,
by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. It says, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
Yep.
It says, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Right.
And 6 says, but without faith,
right,
it is impossible to please him.
Yes.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them diligently seeking.
All right.
And the question that the Lord put on my mind, and coming from that Mark 4:40, it says, how is it that you have no faith?
No faith, right.
How is it that you have
no faith? No faith, right.
You know, this is Jesus saying this.
Right.
You know, if you have a red letter edition Bible, you know, it's in red right there. It says, how is it that you have no faith?
Right.
And we look in Hebrews, and we see what faith is.
Right.
It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
And then the writer goes on to tell us what a whole host of individuals did with their faith.
Right.
So therefore, we have a great cloud of evidence of what faith can do.
Right.
But the question is, how is it that we have no faith?
Right.
You know, and how is it that we doubt Jesus?
Right.
How is it that we see all the things that he's done, all the miracles that he's performed?
Right.
He spoke the world into existence.
Right.
He raised the dead. He turned the water into wine.
Right.
But we still doubt Jesus.
Right.
You know, it, when I think about it, I make it personal. You know, when the things come at me like soldiers.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, for that time, before you kick back in and realize who you got on your side.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna be real, sometimes you panic.
Right.
Or you worry about, oh, Lord, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in that split moment, I have to ask myself, how is it that I have no faith?
Right.
How is it that the Lord has showed me all that he can do, all that he's done, all that he's promised me, but I still have the audacity to doubt it?
Yeah, yeah.
I have the audacity to doubt.
Right, right.
It tells in Hebrews, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please.
Right, right.
It says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is,
mm-hmm,
and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Right.
Now, we have to have the kind of faith that believes Jesus can and will do what we're asking him to do.
Right.
You know, it's not always going to be like right then. Mm-hmm. You know, the popcorn generation.
Mm-hmm.
That word seek. When you're seeking after something,
Jesus,
it's not always going to come right away.
Jesus.
You're not always going to, you know, find that relief or whatever it might be right away.
Right.
You know, but if you have faith in Jesus,
mm-hmm,
you have to have that faith to know that it's going to come.
Right.
Or be like the Hebrew boys when they said, well, if he doesn't do it,
yep,
we know that he is able
to do it.
Yep.
Yep.
If he
yep
doesn't deliver us from this furnace,
yep,
we know that he is able to do
right
it.
That's
you know, we
right
have to have that kind of strong faith when it comes to Jesus.
Right.
You know, I was looking at this this show. It was a kid's show. I forget the name of the show now because I turned it off so quick. You know, but they are throwing the I don't even know the letters, the LBGQT,
mm-hmm,
whatever. They are throwing it in your face
right
big time.
Yep.
You know, and they proud of it.
Yep.
You know, I don't even know, I don't even like saying it, but they call this month Pride Month.
Right.
You know, the month of June. And they promoting it everywhere. They got the rainbows and everything.
Right.
You know, and they in your face with it.
Yep.
You know, saying we're like this and we're proud and we don't care what nobody else
Jesus
thinks.
Jesus.
And I look and I say, if they can do that, you know, we should be saying the same thing.
Right.
You know, I believe Jesus, and I don't care what you think
right
about it. You know, and, you know, I'm going to have my cross or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to carry my cross.
Right.
You know, but you look at those things, and you say the enemy is promoting his stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we can't, it's not time for us to doubt Jesus right now.
Right.
You know, we are truly living in the last and evil
that's
days.
Right. That's
you
right
know, stuff is popping up everywhere.
That's
the shows
right
are putting it in your face. You know, because the enemy knows that his time is winding up.
Yep. Yep.
So we have to be like I said, the host of individuals in the Hebrews 11. I'm going to read all through it, but we'll look through some of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says how Noah was warned.
Yep.
You know, and he had faith.
Right.
You know, and Abraham, he went to a far off land.
Right.
You know, not knowing what was going to happen to him, but
right
he had faith in Jesus
right
to do it.
Right.
It says he sojourned in a land, verse 9, of the land of promise.
Right.
As in a strange country,
yep,
you know, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of with him of the same promise.
Yep.
You know, he didn't know where he was going.
Right.
You know, but he had faith in Jesus to go.
Right.
You know, sometimes we don't know where we're going.
Right.
You know, but we have to have faith in Jesus to go,
just
to follow.
To go. That's right.
You know, Hebrews 12 chapter tells us that we must present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Romans. Present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Yep.
Holy, acceptable
unto
God, which is our reasonable
that's
service.
Right.
You know, he's telling us what our reasonable service is.
Right.
You know, our reasonable service is to be holy and acceptable.
Right.
The Lord Jesus Christ says, be ye holy, for
I am holy.
You know, he was our example.
Yes.
You know, he showed us how to live this life.
Jesus.
You know, when the Lord told him to do something, he did it.
Yep.
You know, when the Lord sent, he was born to die on the cross.
Right.
You know, I talked about this the other day. You know, in the garden, when he had his cup, he said, Lord, if it be another way,
mm-hmm,
you know, take this cup from me.
Right.
You know, it was the natural side coming
yep
out.
Yep.
It was the natural man not wanting to die on the cross.
Right.
But then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to understand that we are in a bond servants to Jesus.
Yes.
You know, because the alternative is death.
Right.
The alternative is to be eternally separated from Jesus in hell's fire, in your conscious suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to constantly ask yourself, where is my faith?
Right.
Where
right
is my faith
Jesus
in Jesus?
Yes.
You know, Jesus, am I doing enough for you, Lord
right
Jesus?
Right.
You know, yes, what the Bishop Tate said, what more can I do?
What more, right
what more can I
yeah
do? We have to ask Jesus that all the, what, Jesus, what more can I
do for you? Yes.
You know, we have to examine our lives and look at ourselves. You know, I heard during testimony service, you know, we are definitely away from the church more than we're in the church.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so you got several hours and several days to be doing whatever
yep
you're going to do.
Yep.
You know, you're by yourself.
Yep.
as they say, no supervision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up to you.
Yes.
You know, nobody's going to be standing over you making sure that you're living right.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to be standing over you making sure that you're being pleasing to Jesus.
That's right.
You know, but that's totally up to you.
You. That's true.
That's totally up to you. You know, we have to remember, without that faith, it's impossible to please.
Right.
You know, we have to have that same kind of faith in here, coming to church. You know, that same kind of faith at home in our room.
Right.
You know, we have to keep our minds on Jesus.
Right.
The 12th chapter of Hebrews, it asks us, now seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Because we see how the Lord Jesus Christ blessed all these souls.
Yep.
You know, bless all these saints because of their faith.
Right.
Because of their belief in Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You know, and they put that belief into action.
Right.
You know, because you walk down the street right now and ask, you know, 10 people, most of them are going to say, yeah, I believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but where's their faith?
Where is their
faith? Where's their faith?
Right.
You know, we have to put that faith into action.
Right.
You know, if we believe that, you know, Jesus is God,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got to live our life like that.
Yes.
We got to live our life like Jesus
yes.
is God.
Right.
That's right. That's
you know, he's omnipresent.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
You know, when you're alone in that room by yourself,
Jesus.
You're really not alone.
Jesus
is right there.
Right there. Right there. Yep.
If nobody else sees you,
yep. Yep.
Jesus sees
Jesus
you.
Sees Jesus sees you.
Jesus sees you.
Yep. Yep.
You know, think about that.
Yep.
You know, if nobody else, we might never know ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might die and go to the grave
mm-hmm.
without never knowing what you're doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus knows.
Yep. Yep.
Jesus knows.
Yep.
You know, and we owe him more than that.
Right.
We owe him more than doing sneaky things behind his back
right.
or supposedly behind
right.
his back. Right. You know, he's done. He was faithful to us.
Yes.
You know, we have to, I tell my kids all the time, you know, Jesus didn't have to die on the cross.
Right.
You know, he did not have to die on the cross for us, but he chose to
he
die
chose
on the cross.
That's right.
You know, he stepped out of eternity.
Yes.
You know, he was a spiritual being. You know, almighty, all-powerful.
Yes.
Jesus can do anything he wants
right.
to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
but he chose
right.
to step out
that's
of eternity.
That's right.
You know, chose yep. to step out of glory.
Right.
The scripture tells us he that knew no sin
yes.
became
yes.
sin for yes. us.
That's
he became it. Sin for us.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
He became
yes.
all the bad parts wow. of our life.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He became all the dirty things yes. you do in the dark.
Yes. Jesus.
You know, my father said the time, when you out there boogie-woogieing,
mm.
you know, Jesus was dying on the cross.
Dying on the cross.
He did that for us because he loved us.
Right.
right.
Because he loves us.
That's right.
And we have to express our faith, you know, our gratitude for Jesus doing that for us.
Yeah.
He's not asking a lot of us.
Right.
You know, he's not asking a lot of us. He's not asking us to die for him, but he's asking us to live for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that question was ringing in my mind, like, where is my faith?
Where is my faith?
You know, yep. when the little things happen, you know, when the enemy stands up in your life.
Yep.
When the on your job, you know, these jobs are something.
Yep.
You know, Paul said, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Don't eat.
You know, so you got to work. Yeah. We got to work, you know, because we need food to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but we gotta eat spiritually too.
Yes.
You know, we can't let it all be about the natural.
Right.
You know, we have to feed that spiritual man.
That's right.
You know, if that spiritual man is not fed, it's going to die.
That's right.
You know, if you don't eat natural food, you're going to die.
Right.
You know, water, I think if you... You can go longer without food, but you can't go as long without water.
Right.
But you still need that substance.
Right.
You know, you still need that substance to nourish your body.
Right.
The body is like 70% water,
yeah.
you know, but you still need those things to live physically.
Right.
You know, just compare that to the spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't feed the spiritual man, mm-hmm. what's going to happen?
Right.
You know, that spiritual man is going to die.
Yes, it is.
You know, the carnal man is going to take back over.
Yep.
And we're going to be howling at the moon,
yep.
you know, wondering what happened.
Yep.
You know, you look at the souls, you know, I saw someone that went back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to I remember that person when they were saved, you know, and they kind of were like an encouragement to me.
Mm-hmm.
But to see them in the state that they were in, you know, it's heartbreaking.
Yes, Jesus.
You know, it's heartbreaking.
Jesus.
You know, you really can't, you know, you can talk to them, but their mind is gone.
Right.
You know, they have zero mind to serve Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, and I figured that out within 2 minutes of talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they had no more interest in Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, and you look at it and you're like, Lord Jesus, I thank you
yes.
for the mind that
yes.
you've given me.
Yes.
You know, I thank you for the mind. Yes. Of course, we said it before, it all starts in the mind.
In
yes.
the mind.
You know, it all starts in
yes.
the mind.
Yes.
If the enemy gets a hold of your mind,
yes.
if he makes you forget about Jesus,
yes.
that's what he wants to do.
Yes.
He wants to make you forget about
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
don't thinking
yes.
about
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
You know, you get out there and you say, I'm just doing this little thing.
Uh-uh.
Or I'm just doing this little
no.
thing. And next thing you know, 10 years been gone past.
Yes.
You know, and that's about the time this person was saved.
Yes.
You know, and it went by so fast.
Right.
You know, and you look at the state that they're in, you're like, Jesus, please, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but, you know, I think what the scripture says, he can't save a Christ rejected.
Right.
Yep.
You know, he can't save a Christ rejected.
Yep.
If you've rejected Lord Jesus Christ, Satan is a Christ rejected.
Yes, yes, he is.
He's a Christ rejected.
Yes,
he rejected
oh,
Jesus.
Yes, he did.
He wanted to be the Most High
right.
God.
Right.
You know, he wasn't happy being an angel.
Yep.
He
yep.
wanted to be the Most High
yep.
God. So he rejected
he
Jesus
rejected
and everything that he stands
yep.
for.
Yep.
So when we reject Jesus, we're standing on Satan's side.
Yes, we are.
And you say, well, I don't want to go to hell, but your life is telling something different.
Right.
Your life is telling a whole different story.
That's true.
You know, talk is cheap, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but actions speak louder than
yes,
words.
They do.
You know, and we have to show Jesus. You know, it's not about talking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can talk it all day. You know, we can preach this word backwards and forwards.
Yep.
You know, we can quote the scriptures and memorize everything.
Yep.
But if you can't live this
that's
word,
right.
if
that's
you
right.
can't live
that's
this
right.
word,
that's
then it all means nothing.
It
that's
means
right.
nothing.
You know, it doesn't make a difference.
No,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I know a brother that could break down the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any random scripture you could
yeah.
give to him, he could quote it.
Yeah.
You know, he knew all the divisions of Psalms and, you know, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff, I don't know.
Right.
You know,
right.
I admit that, I don't
right.
know. You know, but yeah. if you can't live it,
if you can't live
it means nothing.
What good is
what good
right.
does it do?
That's true.
You know, we have scholars and philosophers
right.
that study the Bible,
yep.
you know, as like poetry
yep.
or historic writings and things like that. They always talk about the Dead Sea Scrolls and, you know, how, you know, wonderful condition they're in. You know, but they don't talk about what's in it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they don't talk about what's in it.
Yeah.
It's the Word of God.
Right.
You know, most of it is the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
but it's the Word of the Lord Jesus
that's
Christ.
Right.
You know, it shows us what He's done.
Yep.
You know, it shows us what He's going to do
right.
and what He's able to
right.
do.
Right.
So we have to ask ourselves, where is your faith?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, where is your faith?
Yep.
You know, my father, when I was seeking the Holy Ghost, he put me and my sister, he put a lot like a little index card, and he wrote on it, call Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he stuck it on my mirror in my bedroom, and he stuck it on my sister's mirror in her bedroom. You know, and I knew he did it, you know, because I just woke up one day and it was there. You know, but it was a reminder to me,
yeah.
you know, to call Jesus.
Right.
You know, and that's the most important thing you can do.
Yes.
You're like, when you wake up in the morning, you know, it's not about breakfast.
No. Nope.
You know, when you wake up in the morning, it's not about that morning shower.
No.
You know, or brushing your teeth.
No.
You know,
no.
the first thing should be thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, the last thing when you go to sleep at night, it should be thank
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Because
yeah.
we don't know when the next time
right.
or if
that's
there will
right.
be
that's
the next
right.
time.
That's
you know. The opportunity we're going to have to say that name, Jesus.
That's right.
You know, we've got to praise Him all the time.
Jesus.
You know, so I throw that card every morning when I woke up,
Jesus.
You know, and it put me in a mindset, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I saw it. It was right there. You know, I had no choice but to see it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a great, you know, reminder of what it's all about.
Right.
You know, I was 23 years old when I got saved. You know, but the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, had taken me through a lot of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of stupid. I've been robbed at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
you know, had my car stolen, all kind of crazy stuff that's happened to me. Now look, the Lord Jesus Christ allowed me, and we all have our testimonies of what the Lord has brought us out of.
Right.
You know, so we already see what he can do.
Right.
We already know what he's able to do.
That's right.
You know,
that's
we already know right. that Jesus is faithful to us.
Yep.
You know, because it could have went the other way.
Right.
You know, it could have gone horribly bad.
Right.
You know, so we can't doubt Jesus now.
Right.
You know, it's praying time.
Yes.
You know, I was telling
Jesus.
Me and my wife were talking. In Baltimore, I think it's fireworks. I said they're doing fireworks in Baltimore, you know. But I'm not convinced that it's all fireworks.
Yep.
You know, when you look at the news, and it's so disheartening.
Yep.
You know, the mayor has reached out to the governor of Maryland, trying to call in. He wants the National Guard to come help patrol the streets.
I'm sure.
He's pleading to have the National Guard come police the streets pretty much, you know, because it's getting that bad.
Right.
You know, I'm like, what's really going on? You know, what is really going on? Every night, it's 3 people shot.
Yep.
You know, 1 dead, 2 injured.
Yep.
You know, 4 people shot.
Yep.
2 dead, 2 injured. You know, over and over, time and time again, And when we see these things, saints, we have to understand.
Right.
We have to understand that One day, Jesus is going to call for his church.
Right.
Jesus is going to call for his people, for his saints.
That's right.
You know, just because you're a member, you know, in an apostolic holiness church somewhere, doesn't mean you're going to hear that call.
Right.
He told Nicodemus in the garden, unless a man is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot see nor enter into the kingdom of God.
Jesus
said.
Yes.
He didn't send the angel. No. Jesus said.
Yep.
If you're not born again, you're not going back with Jesus.
Right.
If you don't have that faith,
right.
you're not going back with Jesus. And it's not because we don't want you to go back.
Right.
You know, if I didn't want you to go back, I wouldn't be standing here right now.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't be, you know, why preach?
Right.
You know, why? You know, what's the point of it?
Yep.
You know, we want all souls to go back with Jesus.
That's right.
You know, but the choice is ultimately up to you.
That's
all we're trying to do is open your eyes.
That's right.
Open your eyes. Wake up.
Wake up.
Look what's going on. Look what's going on.
Yep.
You know, the fire is hot.
Yep.
If you touch the stove, it's burning.
Yep.
You know, get away from it.
Yep.
You know, the scripture says, come out from among
come
them.
Out from
be
among
ye
them.
Separate. Touch
That's
not the unclean
right.
thing.
That's right.
We've got to get it right.
Yes.
You know, whatever it takes.
Yep.
You know, whatever it takes, we got to get it right.
Yep.
You know, whatever sacrifice you got to make, it's not big enough.
No.
You know, whatever you think is too much, it's not enough.
Right.
It's not enough.
Right.
It's not enough.
Right.
You know, I remember years ago, one of my coworkers was like, y'all go to church on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then on Sunday? I was like, yeah, sometimes more than that.
Yep.
You know, we have a week of prayer. We there every day.
Yep.
You know, we have rehearsals on Saturday. We was there sometimes 7 days.
That's right.
It's not enough.
Yep.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
It is not enough.
Jesus.
You will never in your lifetime do enough to repay Jesus
That's
for what he's done for
right.
us. If you come here and call Jesus on this altar every
life.
Day for the rest of your life until he takes you out of here, it's not going to be enough.
Yes. Right.
So with that knowledge,
yes.
don't waste the time
Jesus.
That he allows you to serve him.
Yes.
Right.
You know, don't waste the opportunities he gives you to come in here and live for him.
Right.
Because that's what he said do. He said present your bodies a living sacrifice. Live for Jesus.
That's true.
Live for Jesus.
That's true.
Thank you, Lord.
So when I was reading in Mark, that one verse just stuck out to me.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, where is your faith?
Is your...
Or exactly it says, why is it? How is it that you have no faith?
Yeah.
How is it that you have no faith?
That's right.
You know, and he was talking to the disciples that had been with him.
That's
you know, he had just taught.
Yep.
He had just taught about forgot, on the mountainside. He was teaching on the mountainside. You know, so they heard his teachings. You know, and they know what he could do. You know, the miracles. They saw him perform the miracles. They saw him perform the miracles. And he's on the boat asleep. And they're panicking about, Master, we don't want to perish. You know, you got the God of creation with you. You got the God Almighty, Jesus Christ himself, right there with you. How is it that you have no faith? And look, we got them even closer.
Yes.
If we've received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost with you everywhere you go, Jesus is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he is.
Don't let nobody tell you nothing different.
Right.
Jesus is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he is.
He is the embodiment of God.
Yep.
God was a spirit.
Yep.
He had no body.
Yep.
He came in the form of Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless,
right,
but I'm going to send you the comforter.
Yeah.
And he said, Jesus himself is going to come.
Yep. Yep.
So when we're calling on the name of Jesus, we're calling on him to come dwell in our bodies.
That's right.
We're calling on him to come sup with us.
Yes.
You know,
thank
the door is open.
Yes.
They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Shall be saved. That's the problem.
They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right. Right.
We've got to call upon the name of the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
We've got to call his name.
That's right.
Not his titles. Not old Father God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a name. He said he gave himself a name above every name. You know, we don't have to worry about, you know, who we call him. You know, about like the Egyptians. They had all these gods, the sun god, the god when you're trying to grow crops and things like that. Jesus is God.
Yes, he is.
You know, and it says, I believe God.
Yes.
I believe God.
Yes.
You know, and it shows. It's a simple phrase, but you know, do you believe him?
Do you believe?
You know, do you believe?
Right.
You know, right. He's coming back, saints. He's coming back for his church. He's coming back for the body of baptized, spirit-filled believers that are living for Jesus. It's going to happen. You know, he's either going to come for us individually or he's going to come for us collectively. But believe that Jesus is
coming
back.
Yep.
Jesus is coming back.
Right.
You know, don't doubt him.
Yep.
You know, don't say, oh, it's been this long.
Mm-hmm.
When is he coming?
Yep.
Be ready when he comes.
Right.
You know, you might not see him come in the sky while you're breathing on this side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's coming for you,
he's
and he's going to judge you one day.
Yes, he is.
The scripture lets us know that the time is already appointed.
Yep.
We
yep.
just don't know when it's going
right.
to be.
Right.
We just don't know when that time
right.
is going to come, but we've got to have that faith. That is going to come.
Yes.
He's going to come. We got to have that faith that Jesus is going to fulfill his promise.
Right.
You know, he's done so much for us. You know, why would we doubt him now?
Right.
You know, it's going to be a wonderful thing.
Yep.
You know, my daughter again, she said, what is heaven like? You know, what is it going to be like? You know, and all you can say is what's in scripture.
Yep.
You know, it talks about the streets of gold. You know, it's talking about we're not going to need sun.
No.
Because it's going to be so bright, you're not going to need the sun.
Yep.
You're not going to need the sun.
Right.
And the scripture that a highway is going to be.
Right.
You know,
right.
the highway of holiness.
That's right.
You know, and we talked about it for a while, and I said, well, the main thing is we want to be there.
Right.
You know, you can envision it one way, but I want to see it for myself.
Right.
You know, I want to see what it's going to look like for myself.
Right.
You know, because I'm going to be there a lot longer than I'm going to be down here.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're going to be there a lot. Eternity is a lot longer than,
right.
I don't know, the average lifespan is 75, 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing.
Nothing.
You know, but we got to spend eternity with Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to miss this flesh.
Jesus.
You know, when people go on, we miss them because we're still in the flesh.
Right.
You know, but those that have gone on, they don't want to come back.
Yeah,
they don't want to come back.
Nope.
They done made it in.
Right.
They done made it back with Jesus.
Yep.
The scripture tells us when Lazarus, he was comforted.
Right.
You know, he was comforted in Abraham's bosom.
Yep.
You know, he wasn't worrying about nothing.
Right.
You know, we want to experience that same type of joy.
Right.
You know, true joy.
Yes.
You know, we want to see Jesus, like David said, I want to see my Savior's face.
Yes.
You know, I want to see people have these renderings of what, you know, the Lord could have looked like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, that's great. I want to see him for myself.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I want to see him for
that's
myself.
Right. That's right.
So, saints, just ask yourself. Just keep that thought on your mind. How is it that I have no faith?
Uh-huh.
in the moments when you doubt Jesus. How is it that I have no faith?
Yep.
Amen.
Be ready when he comes. Oh, be ready when he comes. Gotta be ready when he comes. Oh, he's coming back so soon.
Just gotta be ready.